gentlemen. There we go. The Colorado Rockies hit three home runs, and Austin Gomber won his fourth straight as the Rockies beat the Yankees 7-2 last night. Scary moments last night in Cincinnati. Starting Reds pitcher Corbin Burnes nearly collapsed in the fifth inning in oppressive heat and humidity. It was 91 degrees at game time last night, and after his 10th strikeout in the fifth inning, Burnes squatted down behind the mound with his head down as teammates and trainers rushed over. He was able to recover and retired the next batter. However, the Brewers went on to beat the Reds 1-0. Marketa Vondrousova ran to the net and punched a quick return for a straight sets victory and her first Grand Slam title in the Wimbledon 2023 women's final this morning in London. Vondrousova did not log an ace, but she totaled just 13 unforced errors for the 6-4, 6-4 win at the All England Lawn Tennis and Croquet Club. I'm a member there. Did you know that?
Weather break. Go, go!
Can't even empty the garbage cans there. Mostly cloudy and hot today with a high near 90. Chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Cloudy 68. Showers on Sunday. Hot and humid. High 85. Monday, showers and thunderstorms. Sunny. High of 87. Tuesday, chance of showers. Partly sunny. 82. Wednesday, chance of showers. Partly sunny and a high near 83. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 84 in Beaver County. 82 in Butler. 84 in Washington. It's 83 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 83 degrees at WRCT with new music from Lana Del Rey. It's a song that was originally recorded back in 2013 but was never released, and someone leaked it to TikTok, and now it's a hit. We've got like 30 seconds until the news. What can I do to fill the time until then is the question.
Tata. Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Ha ha. Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Kino Tata. Ha ha.
Great idea. Thank you very much. I owe Jack Boga 25 cents for playing that. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Just story news in Washington. I'm Nick Harper. The Biden administration is expected to announce it's planning to send cluster munitions to Ukraine. The weapons are banned in more than 100 countries and contain multiple explosives that aim to cause maximum damage.
Wait just a second.
Kiev has been asking for them as part of their counteroffensive against Russia. Meanwhile, NATO allies are hoping to show a united front over Ukraine at a leaders' meeting in Lithuania on Tuesday. The summit will focus on the alliance's support for Kiev.
Why is that news? Why are they sending us a week-old news, ladies and gentlemen? Another shocking spectacle unraveled before the American public. Let's see if we can get something better, and let's see if also we can kick feature story news in the butt here.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, July the 14th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. A new student loan forgiveness program could lower monthly payments and reduce the amount these borrowers have to pay back over the lifetime of their loans.
Arkansans hold about $13 billion of the more than $1.7 trillion in U.S. student loan debt. Kristen McGuire, who heads the nonprofit group Young Invincibles, says President Joe Biden's new SAVE plan, which stands for Saving on a Valuable Education, would begin with income-based repayment amounts. But it hasn't been finalized yet, and McGuire says it will most likely take more time for people to see their student loans forgiven.
If you are currently in the plan called the Repay plan, you will automatically move over to the new SAVE plan. So when we were looking for widespread cancellation, we were looking for something that would be swift.
For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith.
The Department of Education will hold a virtual public hearing to discuss the rulemaking agenda that happens on July 18th. Now from Politico, the Republican push to pare back military abortion policies was added to the must-pass Pentagon policy. Politico reports, in a very tight vote, 221 to 213, lawmakers adopted an amendment to the annual National Defense Authorization Act, undoing the Pentagon policy of reimbursing service members who traveled to receive abortions. They note adopting that provision could doom the final passage of the bill by turning off Democrats, meaning Speaker McCarthy will need almost unanimous GOP support in his five-seat majority. Now to Minnesota, where they're about to implement several juvenile justice system reforms that are being cheered by advocates.
Several changes were included in the public safety omnibus bill approved by the legislature this past spring. A key provision puts strict limitations on the use of solitary confinement in juvenile detention centers. Sarah Davis, director of the Children and Families Division at the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, says it means the practice can't be used as a form of punishment. She calls it a critically important move in seeking improvements.
Solitary confinement, and particularly solitary confinement of youth, is a fundamental human rights violation, and many other states had already banned or significantly limited the practice.
Other changes include limiting strip searches and prohibiting life sentences without parole for defendants who were minors at the time of the offense. Addressing these matters has sometimes resulted in tension in Minnesota, including a recent Hennepin County case that involved a controversial plea deal for two teens. But Davis says these reforms still leave plenty of room for accountability. I'm Mike Moen.
This is Public News Service.
Nine.
Radio 9 and 109. Much more music time. 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Here's Jimmy Jones with Handyman.
Hey, girls, gather round. Pick up what I'm putting down. Ooh, baby, I'm still a handyman. I'm not the kind that uses a pencil or a rule. I'm handy with the love and I'm no fool. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can. If your broken hearts need repair, I'm the man to see. I whisper sweet things, you tell all your friends, they'll come right into me. Here is the main thing I want to say. I'm busy 24 hours a day. I fix broken hearts, I know I really can.
They say that Richard Corey owns one half of this whole town with political connections to spread his wealth around. Born into society, a banker's only child, he had everything a man could want, power, grace, and style. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey. The papers print his picture almost everywhere he goes. Richard Corey at the opera, Richard Corey at a show, and the rumor of his parties and the orgies on his yacht. Oh, he surely must be happy with everything he's got. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty. Richard Corey. He freely gave to charity. He had the common touch, and they were grateful for his patronage, and they thanked him very much. So my mind was filled with wonder when the evening headlines read Richard Corey went home last night and put a bullet through his head. But I work in his factory, and I curse the life I'm living, and I curse my poverty, and I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be, oh, I wish that I could be Richard Corey.
Simon and Garfunkel. Speaking of billionaires who just want to make everyone else's life as miserable as they are, it looks like Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are going to go ahead with their cage match. This is true. Elon Musk challenged Mark Zuckerberg to a fight, and then he literally challenged him to a phallus measuring contest. Because this is what billionaires do, because we live in the stupidest possible dystopia, ladies and gentlemen. So they both posted pictures of themselves the other day weighing in with their trainers. So Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg apparently going to have a cage match. We in 1974, we had Ali versus Frazier. They called that the Thrilla in Manila. In 1997, we had Evander Holyfield versus Mike Tyson, The Sound and the Fury. 2007, we had Oscar De La Hoya and Floyd Mayweather, and they called it The World Awaits. In 2023, we have Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, and we're calling it Praying for a Sinkhole to Open Up Under the Arena and Swallow All of Them, also known as Musk v. Zuckerberg, the slag-off between the jag-offs. Here's a song for Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg and for all of us to hold hands and sing Kumbaya. The Sound of War on Radio 9.
We'll be right back.
The Sound of War on Radio 9. And 121, much more music time. They're going to be at Hartwood Acres tomorrow. Captain Jack from Munhall just called us here at 412-385-7450 to let us know about that. War Hartwood Acres Park Amphitheater, Sunday, July 16th at 7:30. Concert is free. Special opening act is Check Your Bucket. And there will be food trucks from Bellaterra Vineyards and Hop Farm Brewing Company there as well. So that is according to the Allegheny County Parks Department website. So 7:30 tomorrow night at Hartwood Acres, The Sound of War. Do you think they'll play Why Can't We Be Friends? I'll bet they will. New music from AJR coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. And did I already say this? Check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. We're going to repeat the same PSA we had in the last hour because it's important. If you or someone you know is a veteran of the military and you were exposed to burn pits, Agent Orange, or other toxic substances during your service, well, your benefits from the VA have been expanded by a new law called the PACT Act. It was passed last year by Congress and signed by President Biden. To get help filing a claim or learn about this, the VA is going to have a series of claims and enrollment fairs around the Pittsburgh area. The next one is at 10 a.m. on July 18th. It's from 10 to 2:30 at Pitt Greensburg. They're out of off of Route 30 in Westmoreland County, but they've also got them in Washington, Monaca, and Uniontown. And they can also help you if you call them at 1-800-MY-VA-411. That's 1-800-MY-VA-411. If you would like to have the benefits even backdated by 1 year under the PACT Act, you have until August 9th to apply. So that's why they're kind of pushing this right now. And that's kind of why I'm reading the announcement again for you. So it's under the new law called the PACT Act. If you're a military veteran who was exposed to toxic substances during your service, or if you have a family member who was exposed to toxic substances during their service and you need to get them some help, you need to know about these benefits fairs coming up. The next one is Tuesday, July 18th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at Pitt Greensburg. For more information, 1-800-MY-VA-411, 1-800-MY-VA-411, or you can visit them on Facebook at, you got a pencil?
I got one.
Okay. VAPHS, or just go to benefits.va.gov, and you can get more information there. Talked to a couple of nice people from the VA yesterday all about these expanded benefits. What they're doing is trying to cut some of the red tape for people who may have been exposed to toxic chemicals and now years later are experiencing health problems. I'm experiencing health problems. Mostly, I can't talk so well, and the Pirates are experiencing health problems. They've got droopy bat syndrome. They lost last night 6-4 after a couple of bad errors let the Giants score 3 runs. We'll check sports for you in less than a half hour. Coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies, remember all those soft vocal and instrumental favorites from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s? Well, you don't have to remember them. You can just stay tuned at 3 o'clock here on 88.3 WRCT or Tube City Online Radio for smooth, relaxing, and easy. Host Eric O'Brien will take you back to the golden age of beautiful music, and he'll tell you some funny stories along the way, too. It's a good time. You can follow him on Facebook at Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy, or just stay tuned at 3 o'clock here to 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Cloudy and hot with a high of 90. Showers and thunderstorms overnight. Low 68. Sunday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy. High 85. Monday, showers and thunderstorms. Sunny, hot, high 87. Tuesday, showers, partly sunny, high 82. And then on Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high of 83. It's 86 right now in Beaver County. 85 in Butler. 82 in Washington. 83 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport and street level. At the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 83 degrees with new music from AJR.
You said with certainty, I may be the dumbest person.
get back to college, you could study something real. So if that's how you feel, when we go down, when kingdom comes.
Brothers, you know them better as AJR on Radio 9. They had some tragedy strike them a week or two ago. Their father, who had been fighting a terminal illness, passed away. And they released a new song in his honor called God Is Really Real. So check that out on their social media. New music from AJR. We are at the halfway mark. Hopefully we will have news from Public News Service. If not, we're going to go to Feature Story News and punch them in the nose because they try to give us a week-old newscast at 1 o'clock. But we're going to hopefully things will be straightened out at 2. I'm Jay Thurber. I hope you know what your name is. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:30, and this is Jim Croce.
Downtown ladies call him Treetop Lover. All the men's know mind, we'd really like to hear.
Little Caesar from Mount Lebanon called 412-385-7450. He recently returned from his exclusive worldwide trip to Portugal and the Seven Seas and the Mediterranean, and I don't know where all that he went. But anyways, Little Caesar called and wants to know where he called in the 12 o'clock hour, and he had a request, and I didn't play it yet, and he wants to know, where's my request? So, ladies and gentlemen, for Little Caesar in Mount Lebanon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Conway Twitty.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself, I can't deceive. I know it's only make believe.
Fires off a rocket. That's Conway Twitty on Radio 9. There's a little bit of Jimmy Buffett, and I don't know why.
Now they're making the movies in old black and white. The happy endings where nobody fights. So if you find yourself in that nostalgic rage, honey, jump right up and show your age. Thin mustache, the Boston Blackie kind, two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket, and an autographed picture of Andy Devine. I remember being buck-toothed and skinny, writing fan letters, disguised neat and penny. Oh, I wish I had a pencil thin mustache,
makes more music.
Arabia. Arabia. Ding, ding. Da-da-da-da. Ding, ding, ding. Ding, da-da-da-da.
Dell Girls with Arabia on Radio 9. Jane Thurber. Now from Jamaica, the Paragon, Bill Blondie. Now it's done. The tide is high on Radio 9.
The tide is high, but I'm holding on. I'm going to be your number one.
I'm not the kind of man who gives up just like that.
Those are the Paragons on Radio 9, and this is Billy Joe and the Checkmates. Pardon me while I go get some coffee. Are you done now? No. Yes? Thank you. Billy Joe and the Checkmates with Percolator here on Radio 9. Suddenly, was it Brim Coffee that uses that? I think I want someone to fill it to the rim with Brim. More music after this.
Hey, life doesn't stop when cancer starts. After diagnosis, treatment is vital. But for some, just getting there to appointments, chemo, or radiation is a major challenge. You can change that. Volunteer to give rides with the American Cancer Society Road to Recovery Program. Driving for a few hours of your day can make a life-saving difference for someone with cancer. Visit cancer.org/drive to learn more.
We had some strong storms pass through the area this week. A lot of people had power outages, and that was just making me think of this song by The Credibility Gap. You know the words. Sing along, okay?
It was just 10 o'clock on a Tuesday night. The stars up above were shining bright. The clouds hit the moon as though the moon were ashamed. A shadow moved across the field. A human form was soon revealed. It turned out to be a man I had never seen. Said his name was Joe and he couldn't stay. For a bar called The Hideaway, and there he stayed and got drunk and passed out till dawn. But I stayed home and watched TV and made myself a cup of tea. Not the kind from a mix, I like it from scratch. Now that's a night that the lights stay on in Pittsburgh. That's a day. Was a teacher in school, only one in town with a swimming pool. But late that night it was plain that something was wrong. The water in the pool just wouldn't drain. The sheriff stood around and it racked his brain. He said, swimming pool problems just ain't my concern. So she called up the plumber, a man named Fife, with a hook for a hand and a boy for a wife. But nobody answered his phone, he must have been out. They say that the sheriff found a ballpoint pen that a fish had swallowed in the lake 20 years ago. Oh, that's a night. ornery man. He don't do much, but he does what he can. But this was more than one mortal man could take. A shot rang out, well, so he thought. It just turned out that tie he bought was a retread, and he had a flat in his own garage. Now that was a day I thought I'd forget, but that feeling hasn't left me yet. A feeling I can't describe, so I won't even try.
Credibility gap with the night the lights stayed on in Pittsburgh on Radio 9.
We're Mon Valley proud, Tube City Online Radio.
We're going to check sports and weather next. Here are the Everly Brothers.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm going to cry.
Don, the Everly Brothers on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber at 1:53. Much more music time. New music coming your way from the Hives after we take care of sports and weather. And tell you also, boy, you know what? Today is the kind of day. Well, to tell you about this, 88.3 WRCT is pleased to be supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including Italian ice made fresh daily with real fruit. Available in more than 95 flavors, Rita's has several locations around the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand in Oakland at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh. For more information, visit the website at ritasice.com. And if you or your organization are interested in underwriting on WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The Pittsburgh Pirates blew A lead last night at PNC Park after costly errors allowed the San Francisco Giants to score three runs in the seventh inning. Final score, Giants 6, Pirates 4. Muckos are now 8.5 games back. They've lost 8 of the last 10. They host San Francisco again today at 7:05 on the north side. Toronto Blue Jays right-hander Kevin Gausman is scratched from today's scheduled start against the Diamondbacks because of an injury to his left side. The team has listed him as day-to-day. Pinch hitter Joey Gallo broke a tie with a two-run homer in the ninth inning, and the Minnesota Twins beat the Oakland A's 5-4 on Friday night. Bo and Josh Naylor became the first brothers in Major League Baseball history to hit multi-run homers in the same inning for the same team. Both Bo and Josh hit two-run shots in the third inning to put the Cleveland Guardians ahead 4-0 last night. That was the only high spot for the Cleveland Guardians. They went on to lose to the Texas Rangers by a score of 12-4. Elsewhere in the world of sports, former Arizona Coyotes center Alex Galchenyuk threatened to kill police officers in Scottsdale, Arizona, and their families after being stopped and arrested last week. According to police reports published by the Arizona Republic, the 29-year-old player threatened police officers that he would chop you, your wife, and your daughter. Told another, one phone call and your whole family is dead. Police said Galchenyuk also claimed he had, quote, connections in Moscow and would have one of the arresting officers' wife and daughter's kidneys cut out. He seems like a charming young man. He also allegedly used a racial slur. Galchenyuk, who signed a free agent deal with the Coyotes just 2 weeks ago, had his contract terminated yesterday. That's a shame. Northwestern University has fired its baseball coach, Jim Foster, after one season, after an investigation found he engaged in bullying and abusive behavior toward both players and university staff members. Assistant coach Brian Anderson will serve as interim coach. Foster's firing came just 3 days after Northwestern dismissed its former football coach, Pat Fitzgerald, amid a hazing scandal. Here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Hazy, hot, and humid is the watchword, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy and hot today with a high near 90. Showers and thunderstorms overnight. Cloudy, low of 68. Sunday, chance of showers, mostly cloudy, high of 85. Monday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny, high 87. Tuesday, showers, partly sunny, and a high near 82. Right now, 86 in Beaver County, 85 in Butler, 83 outside our weather window. And downtown McKaysport, 83 also at WRCT. The Hives are going to take us to news time. Gerber, I hope you know what your name is. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and post news at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jthurbershow.com. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 2 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in San Francisco, I'm Ira Spitzer with a look back at the week's top stories. World leaders attended the inaugural meeting of the NATO-Ukraine Council as part of the annual summit of the military alliance. It comes after Kyiv failed to achieve a promise of eventual membership, which Ukraine's president called absurd. FSN's Julia Chapman was in Vilnius, where the summit was held, and filed this report.
After voicing his frustrations on Tuesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky took a more conciliatory approach at his press conference alongside NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. He said that so far the results of this summit had been good, but an invitation for membership of the alliance for Ukraine would have been optimal, and that is something he is not going to be getting this week. But Ukraine has also received security guarantees. A framework has been reached by members of the G7. These would be bilateral agreements between Ukraine and the individual countries, but they do effectively help integrate Ukraine into the NATO infrastructure and architecture when it comes to things like defense procurement, training, and intelligence sharing as well.
Parts of India, including New Delhi, are seeing extensive flooding after incessant rains. FSN's Ishan Garg reports.
From the iconic high walls of the Delhi's Red Fort to the steps of the country's highest court, the water of the river Yamuna has gradually creeped up inside the city. It's causing intense waterlogging in residential areas close to the riverbanks, causing people to wade through waist-deep waters to get place to place. The Delhi government has rescued close to 23,000 people from low-lying areas, and officials say more could be moved soon. Those not able to make to relief shelters are seeking refuge under bridges and elevated roads. Schools and colleges in flood-prone areas have been shut down. Authorities say the water should start receding soon, but it's likely to remain over that danger mark over the next couple of days. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
TV and movie actors have joined screenwriters on the picket line as Hollywood's largest strike in decades is underway. The Actors Union is seeking a bigger cut of streaming profits, as well as rules over the use of artificial intelligence. FSN's Benji Heyer has more.
Actors took to the streets on Friday in Los Angeles, initially gathering outside the headquarters of Netflix on the first day of a strike that's expected to essentially shut down U.S. television and film production. The SAG-AFTRA Actors Union will strike alongside screenwriters who walked off the job in May. The union, which represents more than 150,000 actors, is demanding better pay and more clarity over the use of artificial intelligence as the rise of streaming services continues to upend the industry. Benji Haya reporting.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.